This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The number of Americans collecting disability payments has reached a new high of 11 million. For every 13 workers in the United States, one person collects federal disability benefits instead of working. If a new state were formed with all the people collecting disability checks, it would be the eighth largest state in the country. Federal disability checks are supposed to help those physically incapable of supporting themselves. But it is preposterous to think that all 11 million beneficiaries are unable to work. Americans today are no less able than 30 years ago, and workplaces have become more accommodating of disabled employees. Yet since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the number of people taking federal tax dollars through disability programs has more than doubled. Each month, there are 100,000 more disability claims than there are new jobs created. Disability awards for heart disease and cancer have roughly the same frequency as they did 30 years ago, but benefits for mental illness have increased 177%. It looks like some able-bodied people may be abusing the system. Disability benefits are funded by payroll taxes. Job-creating employers and hard-working employees are bearing the burden. Each misleading disability claim prevents industrious Americans from being able to support their families. The abuse of the federal disability system hurts more than the workforce. It also hurts the severely disabled, who really are incapable of working. The disability program is on track to go broke in 3 years. When it does, many veterans who were severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other legitimately disabled people, will lose their financial stability. Our elected officials need to reform the system so that the available money can be spent on the truly disabled.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendo. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Hans Krampe. He writes a lot of articles for several websites, including justiceforgermans.com. Sorry, I was running up and down the stairs here. The electricity's back on, but everything isn't quite set up on, up in my office to do the program up there yet. Maybe we can transfer during the next break. Anyway, Hans, we were talking about several things. Talking about the reparations and the situation in Germany after World War I, the horrible financial situation. It was pretty bad. And you were also mentioning DeZayas' books, three of which I have. I guess he's only done three, I'm not sure. Nemesis at Potsdam and A Terrible Revenge. But he doesn't quite go into some of the real history.
You know how it is sometimes, it probably happens to you too, when you don't remember data when you need them, and then when everything is over and it's too late to remember, then they come to you all over the place.
Sure.
That just happened to me after when the break started. You know, state that Sarajevo was in at the time was called Herzegovina, and it was part of a whole bunch of other states like Kosovo, Montenegro, Croatia, etc. And they were loosely associated, you wouldn't call it a federation, but they weren't yet Yugoslavia. I was in error. It wasn't Lycra. Lycra was created somewhere between the First and the Second World War, I think.
Right.
The secret organization that Gavrilo Princip was being led by was called the Black Hand. It goes to show you that there were underground secret machinations underway to initiate the First World War.
Right, and they had to kill people in order to do that.
Have a patsy.
Sure.
What was the other one we were talking about? Oh, yeah, DeZayas. Oh, yeah. We got kind of off the track. We were talking about the media in Canada and how the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, was an alternative to private American broadcasting. And I remember having listened to years back program somewhere where the CBC had a program called This Hour Has 7 Days, something like that. And the reporting it was for the Canadian government a tad too close to the bone. It became really, it was a program that was doing what it was supposed to do. It was snuffed. It was canceled. and never allowed to broadcast again. And from that time on, the CVC became a corrupt organization, I think.
Right.
Anyway, we are talking about the prevailing attitude amongst Canadians towards Adolf Hitler and National Socialist Germany. And in an article I wrote, it wasn't really an article, it was a letter of response to an article that a person by the name of Robin Matthews routinely publishes on the Vive le Canada website. And since Arthur Topham knows Robin Matthews personally, and I knew from Arthur Topham a bit about Robin Matthews, I was interested in what he was writing about that website. He was, in just about the article he wrote, never failed the opportunity to run down Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And it occurred to me by the style of his writing that he was, he probably must have been a Marxist, because he likes the socialist idea, but he doesn't.
We're experiencing some static here. I'm not sure why. Are you there? Are we having some EH going on here?
Hear that?
Okay, I heard him. Hans, are you there?
No.
Okay, we're having a little bit of static. I don't know why. But you were talking about this gentleman who writes for the CBC website and never lets an opportunity go by without exploiting it and putting in some propaganda, negative black propaganda, right?
Yeah, this has increased during the last 10 years.
Why do you think that is? Seriously?
Because due to the Internet, there's a exploding awareness of what really happened. So the Jews are counteracting, you know, and putting a lot of false information on their MSM, their mainstream media net, you know,
to reach
the already brainwashed public and reinforce the false
Right. Now, do you think that the Ernst Zundel trial up in Canada, the two trials, had a lot to do with the awareness that we are now seeing on the Internet? Do you think that was instrumental?
An incredibly pioneering job, you know. And look, you know,
Okay, we are having some difficulty here. I'm not sure. It's EH, electronic harassment. They still want Hans to be talking here and telling what he knows about the situation up in Canada. And we certainly do know that, that Canada does have a severe censorship policy wherein people just are not allowed to talk, or as he said before, as Hans said before, yes, you can say what you want. But if you get too popular or if people are listening too hard to what you're saying, then they're going to take you out. They will either send the Mossad in, as they probably did with Splitting the Sky, or they will arrest you and confiscate all of your information, your computer, and whatnot, like they did with Arthur Topham. Or if it's real bad, they're just going to put you in jail, take you to two trials, and then deport you back to Germany, or to Germany, I mean.
And I would say it's not even beyond them to let you disappear without a trace.
Exactly. People have disappeared.
I mean, that's
like
how far it has come these days. That happens to many people in the United States right now, every year. And in Germany, you have something like 17,000 people annually in jail for having the wrong opinions of curious about the truth in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And
well,
quest-
It's people have got to ask questions, because if you're put in jail, particularly like you mentioned in Germany, 17,000 people are in jail each year because they ask questions. Something's wrong here.
Oh, sure. I mean, government, the vassal government of the Allies, extends its power now over a German area of only 60% of Germany.
Exactly. All righty, Hans, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Hans Krampe, and he writes a lot of articles, and he writes a lot of letters, and he does write for justiceofgermans.com. At least they, Wayne puts those articles up, and some of the other things that that Hans does, including he also translates, because he is a German speaker and has translated the book, Werewolves of the Iron Cross, Swastika and Scimitar, Brothers in Arms. All righty, welcome back. I'm still on a telephone, so maybe at the next break we can I can switch to Skype, and then we can take some phone calls.
I don't do Skype anymore. It's too expensive for me.
Because is it?
Because I'm on wireless, and I got only so many so much bandwidth.
Oh, okay.
And I pay through the nose.
Okay.
So I really miss it, because usually after the show we keep talking on Skype, you know, and I can't do that anymore.
Sure. Yeah, Skype is great. It's wonderful.
Now coming to the case of Robin Matthews. Robin Matthews was teaching at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, B.C. And so he is a man that a lot of students listen to, and a lot of people may be listening to. And when he then writes a critical argument about Stephen Harper, the current Prime Minister of Canada, who is obviously a subversive figure that has been manipulated in position in Canadian politics, who now who pronounced that the prime purpose of Canada is to support Israel, knowing what Israel, the way Israel is behaving, and you know, he never misses a photo opportunity with a whole bunch of Jews, Lubavitchers and rabbis, and in that traditional ugly kind of attire, and being the friends, you know, having the menorah in front of him with the seven arms, making sure that everybody knows he is with the Jews, kind of.
Wow. Well, I think that's true for a lot of U.S. politicians also.
Oh, yes.
And they've even written a letter when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. They wrote a letter to her saying that they were totally owed their allegiance to Israel and wanted her to respect that they were in favor of the Israeli state, and pretty awful. In fact,
you see, Christmas is coming up, and what do you see on the lawn of the White House? Not a Christmas tree or the Christian cross. You see a Jewish menorah, a huge one. The same you have in Germany. In the city of Berlin, they have now outlawed any religious celebration in public. So in Germany, you cannot have Christmas trees, in the city of Berlin, I mean. You cannot have Christmas trees anymore or any Christian symbols displayed, nothing. But that also applies to Muslim expressions of religious expressions and others, except, of course, Jewish. There are Jewish symbols all over Berlin. They have an area two times the size of a soccer field with concrete blocks displayed. You know, ugly. They are concrete blocks covering an area of two football fields as a reminder of the Holocaust, which never happened.
Right.
Couldn't have happened, because it is, according to natural law, a physical impossibility.
Right.
And
right.
Yet that is being displayed. The menorah, the Jewish star, everything, they can display anything they want, because they are, the poor, poor victims, you know, who have been done so much injustice and cruelty to.
Sure. But nobody ever talks about the number of other people that perished during World War II. There were millions upon millions.
Just alone the Germans and the Russians that come on their accounts. You know, the Russians, 60 million. Well, according to Solzhenitsyn, over 60 million Russians have been killed.
Exactly.
Mainly NKVD and Jewish commissars, or under Jewish commissars, if they weren't involved in hands-on activities themselves. You know, they like to torture and to bleed people to death, you know, as you can see today.
Right, and of course, you know, you brought up reparations before, and that's reparations that Germany has to pay to the Israeli state. But there's also reparations to people that who consider themselves as survivors of Holocaust survivors,
and they get reparations, and you can qualify as a Holocaust survivor, even if you left the country, any country that Germany would occupy. But if you left that country before the occupation, or left the country right after Hitler became chancellor, then you qualify as a Holocaust survivor and can collect reparations when you didn't even experience any warfare. I mean, it's just amazing how they've written these laws.
In 1979, the German Ministry of Finance published a statistic in which they detailed that they were paying reparations to over, I think, 5.3 million Holocaust survivors. 5.3 million. This is in 1979. That is 30 years after the fact. There are over 5 million Holocaust survivors. How can that happen? I mean, most of the so-called Holocaust victims or survivors were in 1945 in their 30s, 40s. By 1979, they were all dead. How can they have been, if there were any survivors, and supposedly, how can they have been over 5 million survivors and then paying reparations to them? And now they are even being ready to pay reparations to their offspring for the trauma that they suffered from, the trauma of their parents and grandparents.
Exactly. And if there's so many survivors, who exactly?
And then their kids will also be affected by the trauma of the offspring of the trauma.
Amazing.
You know, this, anybody who wants money now, all you have to do is say you are a Holocaust survivor, having lived in Germany and having to have escaped from there, and bang, you get, a generous monthly pension.
Amazing. And if there's so many survivors, well, who exactly did the Germans exterminate? If there's so many survivors, there were only probably, 15 million? According to Jewish sources, there were only about 15 million at the beginning of the war, and after the war, there were more. So,
in 1950 or so, 1949, 1950, according to the census of the World Churches or something, they did a census, and there were even more Jews than before the Second World War.
How could they have regenerated
within 5 years to that kind of number?
What is it that saying, figures lie and liars figure? All righty, we will be back in about 4 minutes after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Electricity's back on. And so anyway, our guest today is Hans Krampe, and we were talking about the situation in Canada, the situation pretty much all over, and we were talking about the Holocaust survivors and how they can qualify to get easy money. And so given this situation, provides evidence for the fact that they certainly did not fund Hitler, because he stopped all this. He threw the bankers out. He stopped the reparations payments. Did all kinds of things. Made them independent of the bankers. Okay, Hans, welcome back, and we will take some calls at 800-313-9443.
Yeah. Well, Adolf Hitler put a stop to the influence of the Jews. I mean, well, as you probably have already mentioned a number of times on your programs, he retired them from influential positions with pay, from out of educational institutions, out of government positions, out of the police force, you know, anything that had influence in out of the media. And here we come to the point of the media and as it pertains to freedom of speech. The media should have freedom of speech, untrammeled freedom of speech, that's for sure. But the ownership of the media should not be freely available to anyone on the earth. And Hitler made sure of that. He introduced the stipulation that only Germans could own a medium and could be in influential positions. You had to be a member of the German state. You had to be a, you know, a German-born person. And that meant that a lot of Jews who had been infiltrating all these influential positions and doing their subversive activities there were now cranky that they were being taken the loot out of their hands, so to speak. And they haven't forgiven Hitler and Germany for that ever since.
All right. And so he's become the poster boy for every other person that they wish to vilify. They always claim, he's just like Hitler. Oh, Saddam Hussein, he's just like Hitler. Oh, Gaddafi, he's just another Hitler.
He has become the whipping boy for every disaster on earth and rain in China.
Yes, indeed. How true. How true. And you also mentioned that this story has become so institutionalized because we now have Holocaust education in all the schools here in this country, and I'm sure it's probably the same up there. And, of course, the official United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, which taxpayers pay at about $40 million a year. And so the taxpayers are actually paying for their own indoctrination, and we don't have museums for other groups of people who have been decimated by warfare or any other thing. So this institutionalization, because they do have the money to do this, is pretty well embedded into the system. How about up there?
The temerity of this brainwashing and the way it then calcifies in the brains of Canadians here. It never ceases to floor me how Canadians can be so ignorant to actually believe that they can teach me something about Germany. Most of them have never been in the country. They don't speak the language. They have never talked to anyone who was there at the time I was. But they presume to need to lecture me on my own history, and yet they don't even know their own history. You know, that's another thing that I accused Robin Matthew of, that he doesn't know the history of his own country. And he is now a retired professor, having taught for God knows how many decades at university. You know, he should know, but he doesn't, or at least he pretends not to.
Well, I think that that is a kind of the function of the teacher schools, and particularly now that you have something like Common Core here in this country and in other countries, that there is an institutionalized agenda that they are teaching, and you can't deviate from that. And so when the teachers are taught what is true, and when you have tax-exempt foundations that pay teachers and professors to write books falsifying history, they do it for the money. And there certainly has been a lot of professors, current professors here in this country, who have written books that absolutely deliberately falsify history and certain events in history. It's what they get paid to do.
I personally know a teacher who has studied political sciences and knows what to think about the version of the victors, and yet he goes around and teaches the false history in school with no qualms whatsoever. He goes on holidays, on weekends he has parties and enjoying himself. There is not a twinge of conscience that would give him second thoughts of what he is doing to the to trusting children. I don't understand how he can put this in context with himself and sleep at night well.
Well, it depends on how they view people. Well, like a schizophrenic person or a psychopathic person, I should say, because they have no conscience and because they don't see other people as having any value, then it's perfectly fine for them to do whatever it is they want to do to others because they consider them less than animals. They consider that other people do not have souls. Or, as I said, any value. So it's pretty easy for them to justify doing awful things.
You have to be a very, very shallow person, you know, very egoistical, you know.
Right. Yes.
To a pathological extent, and you're probably unaware of your own affliction.
Yes, I've wondered that. I've wondered that myself. And we all have perceptions based on how we've been taught as we are growing up. And so, a person's worldview is a culmination of their experiences and what they've been taught to believe. And if they've, it's just like, other people, such as the Canadians or the Germans who were denazified. They were taught to believe a particular thing. And I'm sure that there are many Jews who simply would not even consider searching an opposing view other than their own, because that's just not what people do. People believe that they have the right idea and that their views are accurate and that they're right about things. And so it's a lack of humility that we do not seek other people's opinions or the opposite side, because
there's no natural curiosity to find out, and if there's a certain emotional readiness,
sure,
absorb lies and slander about other people and other nations.
Correct.
You know, when I came to Canada, I thought, here, this is my new country, and I'm going to integrate myself in it. I'm going to do the best I can to make a good living for myself responsibly. And I, you know, from birth on, I have loved nature. I'm close to nature. I don't like industry around me. And yet, over the years now, having become familiar with pagan attitudes, I have realized that I'm living on enemy territory. I don't feel at home here. I also realized that I will never be able to become anything other than a German. And even though I live here, I have realized too late that I'm living on enemy territory. Otherwise, I would have returned to Germany a long time ago.
But do you feel that it would have been different there with the programming of the younger German generation there? Do you feel like you would have been better off or not? Because when you think about the situation, it's probably very similar as the one in Canada.
Well, if I had had access to the internet there, I would have probably thought the same way.
Sure. Alrighty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back and we'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Hans Krumpa. He writes articles and is very active in educating people up in Canada. And Wayne from Canada posts his articles and letters and anything else that that Hans comes up with. And somebody in the chat room was asking, and you kind of implied or suggested the way that you as a German are treated in Canada. And now yesterday, Wayne was talking about his experiences, and he was born in Canada after his parents emigrated from Germany. Now, you were born in Germany. You've been there, and so your experience is probably different, although you've had negative experiences as a Canadian, and you kind of implied that before we went to the break.
Well, I have to qualify a statement I just made in the last segment, and that is, it's not that I don't like industry, because I'm trained in an industrial profession, but I don't like the way industry is being run in North America, and that's why I don't like to be anywhere near it. For example, one of the huge tar sands oil production operations in northern Alberta. It is so huge, it almost tracks the entire width of today's Germany. It spreads toxins in the environment where the wildlife is just covered with cancerous tumors that roams around there and die of cancer, agonizing death Nobody gives a damn. Stephen Harper doesn't even know about it, you know, and the government of Alberta is so in the pockets of the oil industry, they don't give a damn either. And yet there are technologies emerging and have already emerged that make the widespread need for oil totally redundant. There are already workable free energy devices on the waiting in the wings to be developed and put on the market, but they aren't because the oil industry suppresses them.
Right.
But yet, what was your question about my relation towards Canada and Canadians?
Well, the fact you mentioned the story about you went into a retail store to purchase something and the clerk who was in a wheelchair was making negative remarks. But Wayne was talking yesterday about his relationship with teachers and at school and how the kids kind of picked on him and bullied him because he was, they called him a Nazi and everything. And has that been your experience in Canada also, even though you immigrated from Germany instead of being born
here? I haven't been called to my face of being a Nazi. And when I arrived in Canada, I actually believed still in all the nonsense, you know, that I'm not trying to argue against, because I was brainwashed, just as the Canadians are brainwashed. But at least I became aware of my brainwashing, and Canadians do not. And they don't want to become aware of it because they're comfortable to have someone they can pick on. You know, it seems to be some kind of a perverse pleasure they experience when they can call someone a Nazi or run down Germany. You know, it's a
perverse. Well, right, yeah. I think when people do that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. When people do that, I think that they're elevating themselves by denigrating others. We do have a caller, somebody from Canada. Why don't we go ahead and take Craig in Ontario. Craig, welcome. Oh, he dropped. Okay. All righty. Too bad. Well, if Craig's listening, please feel free to call back. So do you feel that might be an issue, that people denigrate others because they want to elevate themselves?
No. It's more like when the conversation turns towards the issue of money and war, and you make an argument that they don't like, even though you haven't even mentioned Hitler or the National Socialists or anything, then there is an emotional reaction. They will turn around and sneer at you. Yeah, what about Hitler? You know, and then you say, well, what about him? What do you know about him? Yeah, he did this and that and that. And then when you try to, and then I have learned there's no use trying to now telling them some facts about Hitler, because their minds are boxed in closed. They are not receptive to any rational, common sense argument. They just want to spew out that something that sits in their mind, just waiting to be voiced. And I just can't make heads or tails on it.
Maybe that's the whole point. I mean, if you focus hatred and really negative feelings on one person or one issue, then people just don't open their minds to anything positive. They don't know anything about the economic situation during those years when he threw out the bankers. And so that's the whole point, probably, is that they want all the focus of the hatred on one person, and then they won't investigate anything else because they have all the answers.
One of the purposes of brainwashing is to cut down common sense and reason and to make things establish a condition in the person that is totally emotional, beyond reason, beyond facts, beyond argumentation and common sense, and to react emotionally, and then impose a propaganda of hatred. If you want to attack someone, like, for example, let's take Libya. There have been preceding the attacks on Libya have been decades of vilification of Muammar Gaddafi and Libya. And they were complete lies. Yet the public believed it. And the public gobbled it up because there was nothing else in their environment to compare with in terms of information. And now they were ready at the drop of a hat to go over there and kill Gaddafi, that murderer of tens of thousands of his own people.
Well, what about Syria now? Isn't it the same thing?
Syria is Libya, too. It's the same difference. You know, they did the same thing. You know, vilifying Bashar al-Assad, calling him a tyrant and a murderer of his own people, and he guards his own people, and all of that is complete nonsense. It never happened. But yet, since it's in the mainstream media and the general American public and Canadian public, for that matter, get their information from the mainstream, they believe it because, they, like you said, they can't believe that, these media will lie to them. And they react emotionally. Yeah, let's go. And that Gaddafi, that Assad, he has to be eliminated. He is a menace to humanity. Well, they don't know nothing about they knew nothing about Gaddafi, and they don't know anything about Assad. You know, but they believe what the mainstream media tell them. So freedom of speech in the mainstream media, I have a problem with that. And I would agree with Adolf Hitler, who cut freedom of speech to the extent that any medium that would spread lies and hate propaganda about Germany, inside Germany, would be shut down, and rightfully so. You know, you don't tolerate organizations that destroy yourself and your own country.
Right, but that was the whole point of what the Allies were trying to do, was to destroy the country, and they certainly had a lot of infiltration into Germany to execute that.
Slowly, the Germans are becoming strangers in their own country. They are flooding Germany now to the tune of hundreds of thousands annually with the riffraff of the Third World that no other country would tolerate inside their borders. They are flooding them into Germany and then giving them preferential treatment that Germans don't enjoy. You know, free housing. Free furniture, a car, monthly allowance, etc.
Oh, dear. What a shame. Well, thank you so much, Hans. We've run out of time. Thank you so very much for being on the program today. You're just delightful. Thank you.
Diana, send me your phone number.
Okay. I will do that. I'll email it to you.
Love
thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.